RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo highlights importance of better nutrition for children. TNI and community intensify border security to prevent entry of ISIS. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has emphasized the need to ensure better nutrition for children during their early years. He noted while addressing the residents of Banyumas, Central Java on Friday, that while nutrition is crucial from pregnancy until infancy and the school-going age is because it concerns the health of the child. Children will be healthy and smart if they receive adequate nutrition. During the event, he distributed assistance under the non-cash allowance program called Familyhood Program and food supplements to the residents of Banyumas. He added that pregnant women, toddlers, and infants require better nutrition, hence apart from biscuits, other food items such as fish, meat, chicken, and vegetables should be part of their daily diet. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Health Minister Nila Muluk and Minister State Secretary Pratikno and Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo during the visit to Banyumas. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto stated that Indonesian forces, TNI and community have intensified border security to prevent the entry of Marawi-based pro-ISIS extremist group Moute from the Philippines into Indonesia. He remarked that based on the coordination meeting in Manado, North Sulawesi, the TNI had so far deployed additional troops in the outer islands adjacent to the Philippines as the Indonesian Navy has stepped up patrolling in the border regions. He added that vigilance against ISIS should constantly be improved during the ongoing conflict in Marawi, Mindanao, the Philippines. He also pointed out that due to the proximity between the Indonesian border and the Philippines, the pro-ISIS group could try to gain entry into the country. Palmer's welfare level recognized by the Minister of Agriculture based on its data has increased. This is the impact of the food program when implemented on increasing production. This was stated by Head of Data Center of Agriculture Minister Anna Astrid on Friday. She pointed out that many indicators show that farmers get more prosperous. First, the number of rural poor in the September 2016 reaching 17.28 million people fell from September 2015 of 17.89 million people. Second, September 2016 ratio is 0.316, down compared to the September of 2015 of 0.329. Third, in 2016, Palmer's exchange rate, NTP, reached 101.65, an increase of 0.06% compared to 2015 Palmer's exchange rate of 101.59. While the fourth is that agriculture exchange rate, NTUP, in 2016 was the highest position in the last 3 years. In 2016, agriculture exchange rate reached 109.86, up 2.3% compared to 2015. Anna added that although the farmer exchange rate is not the best welfare indicator, it is able to describe the ability of farmers' purchasing power. Indonesian airports will offer longer operating hours during Eid al-Fitri holidays for 27 days, starting 10 days before the holiday until 15 days after. Air Transportation Director General at the Transportation Ministry, Agus Santoso, told a press conference on Saturday that major airports will operate 24 hours a day, whereas the rest will open until 12 a.m. The seven major airports are Soekarno-Hatta in Tangerang, Halim Perdana Kusuma in Jakarta, Kuala Namu in Medan, Juanda in Surabaya, Ngurah Rai in Denpasar, Sultan Hasanuddin in Makassar, and Samratulangi in Manado. Indonesia has 35 airports ready to operate during Idul Fitri holidays, comprising 28 domestic airports and 7 international airports. Agus also said the airports are set for longer operating hours to accommodate additional flights and facilitate customers' need. There will be 554 more domestic flights and 112 more international ones. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia BHI has projected that Indonesian economic growth in the second quarter of 2017 will improve. This is supported by the growth of exports, increased investment, and strong household consumption, RT. Executive Director of Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Tirta Segara, in Jakarta, said on Friday that export grew well, in line with the continued global economic recovery and rising prices of some global commodities. Household consumption is also predicted to boost national economic growth due to the payment of Eid al-Fitri holiday allowance, locally called THR. He also said that looking ahead, Bank Indonesia predicts Indonesian economy in 2017 will grow in a range of 5.0 until 5.4% year-on-year. He also remarked that Indonesian balance of payment in the second quarter of this year is predicted to keep a surplus. This is supported by the surplus of capital and financial transactions. He added that the large surplus of capital and financial transactions is reinforced by the expected increase in portfolio capital inflows and direct investment in line with the positive investor confidence in Indonesian economic prospects. Following the Paris Agreement on reducing carbon gas in the world, recently Vice President Yusuf Kala has held a meeting with French Ambassador Jean-Charles Bertonnet, German Ambassador Michael von Ungern, and European Union Ambassador Vincent Gerant at Vice Presidential Office in Jakarta. Indonesia, through the Fish Restoration Agency BRG, will begin to work by ensuring a number of peatlands in Kalimantan and Surabaya to be used for the processing of carbon trading areas in order to reduce global warming, in which global warming issues are already in the stage of threatening global climate instability. Vice President Yusuf Kala disclosed that regarding financing, Indonesia will establish a business service agency, BLU, to work quickly and independently in managing and receiving funds in a bid to reduce carbon emission whose pollution is already in alarming phase.
Indonesia bersama-sama dengan Uni Eropa dan lainnya konsisten untuk...
This is not about the forest, for example, renewable energy. Indonesia has decided that it must be finished about 23% in 2025. Therefore, it is not only about the forest, but also renewable energy as well as collaboration programs. Minister Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said that Eurosight will soon issue government regulation to integrate various roles and interests among the government of Indonesia industrial sector, investor, and the assistant of a number of countries where carbon gas production is largely produced by developed countries and their industries. The last item, the case of Kim Jong-nam's assassination will resume at the Shah Alam High Court on 28 July 2017. To media in Kajian Women's Prison Friday, June 16, 2017, lawyer of Duan Tianhuan, Naran Singh, said that all parties agreed to return to collect the plea of material until the end of July. In addition, his side and the lawyer of Siti Aisyah, Guishun Sang, have received 44 documents from public prosecutor Muhammad Iskandar bin Ahmad.
I flipped through just now. It's the post-mortem report, the chemist report, the arrest report, and some documentary evidence.
Arrest report of who?
Arrest report of both the girls.
Meanwhile, the lawyer of Siti Aisyah, Guishun Sang, said that he would do his best and believes to Siti's statements.
We believe her story totally because we were able to
check her versions, and her version was corroborated by so many other independent evidence.
Siti Aisyah and Duan Ting Huan, along with four others who were still free on 13 February 2017, were charged with killing North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam at 9 o'clock a.m. at Kia 2 airport departure area spanned Selangor Darul Ehsan. They were punished under Section 302 of premeditated murder or Section 34 of premeditated murder, threatened by death sentence. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with press review. Various important events occurring this week have been featured in the editorials of some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start with Media Indonesia newspaper, which on Thursday, June 15, wrote about 5 days school. Playing around with education is playing with the future of a generation. The quality of this nation's future generation is determined by the current education policy. Policies in the field of education in President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla administrations are embodied in Nawacita. One of its strategic agenda is to reorganize the national education curriculum by prioritizing civic education. Related to that, Minister Muhajir Effendi issued Education Ministerial Regulation No. 23 of 2017 on school day, dated June 9, 2017. It mentioned that starting 2017-2018 academic year, schools take place from Monday to Friday and school hours is 8 hours per day. The sudden 5-day school decision has caused pros and cons. It is normal that a new policy is greeted with apathy. The task of the government is to provide socializations. Minister Muhajir Effendi ensured that in the arrangements of educational curriculum, the transfer of knowledge from textbooks will be only 30%. The rest will be filled with character education. Media Indonesia wrote the strengthening of character is the basis of school reform so that education becomes a world that makes everyone at peaceful, because it's through education that a child is prepared to enter the future. Over now to Sindo newspaper. Sindo, which in its editorial on Tuesday, June 13, wrote, "Wimbo flooded with hope." The Financial Services Authority, OJK, now has a new skipper. He is Wimbo Santoso, who has been elected through a landslide 15 of 54 votes in the elections of the OJK Board of Commissioners Chair for 2017 to 2022 period by the House Commission 11. The government, through Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, hopes Wimbo Santoso can bring OJK into a credible institution and maintain the stability of the financial sector, and will be able to empower the Indonesian economy as a whole. And OJK can create a harmonious relationship between the Financial System Stability Committee and the government. Putting great hopes on the new OJK head is a natural thing, considering the role of the institution is so vital with respect to the financial sector. The advancement of financial institutions is highly dependent on the role played by OJK. According to Koran Sindo, all parties expect the role of OJK under the control of Wimbo Santoso can be more leveraged to realize the various expectations that have been raised by the public. Let's end with Republika newspaper. In this headline on Thursday, June 15, it wrote, "Driving Halal Business." In a special interview with Republika at the end of May, President Joko Widodo emphasized the seriousness of his government in developing Sharia economy in the country. The president then mentioned the concerns of the current government, such as the strengthening of zakat and the utilization of wakaf to be more productive, as well as the development of Sharia microfinance. He also emphasized the size of Indonesia's Sharia financial market so that the instrument must be prepared. Open market mechanism make halal business industry is a competitive climate. The best product will win this competition. In this context, the president stressed that Indonesia should not only be a halal market for the products of other countries. Let's end with the Republika newspaper. In its headline on Thursday, June 15, it wrote, "Driving Halal Business." In a special interview with Republika at the end of May, President Joko Widodo emphasized the seriousness of his government in developing Sharia economy in the country. The president then mentioned the concerns of the current government, such as the strengthening of zakat and the utilization of wakaf to be more productive, as well as the development of Sharia microfinance. He also emphasized the size of Indonesia's Sharia financial market so that the instrument must be prepared. Open market mechanism make halal business and industry in a competitive climate. The best product will win this competition. In this context, the president stressed that Indonesia should not only be a halal market for the products of other countries. Republika writes, the results of the study shows there is a trend of young Indonesians to choose courses of economic of Islam business in various universities at home and abroad. Of course, this must be prepared with the domestic industry. Republika hopes this positive trend increases the optimism of all parties to make Indonesia a mecca of global Sharia economy. It is not impossible that the hope is realized if Indonesia is serious in achieving it. That was Press Review for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History over Arrival Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, it started for an event on June 17, 1925, when a treaty banning the use of germs and chemical weapons was signed in the city of Geneva, Switzerland. We'll be right back. based on the treaty, chemical weapons, gas, germs, and similar weapons were officially banned. In the past step, there were only around 25 countries signing the treaty. Then the number of countries that members of the treaty was increasing. The treaty was made to prevent the recurrence of human tragedy due to the use of these mass murder weapons by Germany in the World War I. Although there was a treaty, a number of countries still ignored. The United States still used chemical weapons when Vietnam War and Iraqi Ba'ath regime were at war to fight Iran. The next event was in 1950 when kidney transplant surgery was first performed in Chicago, United States. The first kidney transplant surgery was in Chicago on June 17, 1950 to Ruth Tucker, 44 years old. The kidney transplant still encountered obstacles due to rejection by the patient's body. Meanwhile, another key transplant was performed in 1954 in Boston, United States and Paris, France, succeeded due to the patient's body did not reject it. Kidney transplantation or renal transplantation is the organ transplant of a kidney into a patient with end-stage renal disease. The kidney transplantation is typically classified as the deceased donor, formerly known as a cadaveric or living donor transplantation, depending on the source of the donor organ. Living donor renal transplants are further characterized as a genetically related or living-related or non-related transplants, depending on the whether a biological relationship exists between donor and recipient. And the last event is about the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. The World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is a United Nations observance each June 17. Its purpose is to highlight ways to prevent desertification and recover from drought. Each annual celebration has a different theme. It should be celebrated all over the world. This day was proclaimed on June 30, 1995 by the United Nations General Assembly resolution. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today is on the World Bank is optimistic about Indonesia's economic growth. The World Bank is projecting Indonesia's economic growth to reach 5.2% in 2017 and 5.3% in 2018. Indonesia's economic growth outlook is also seen as continuing positive. Just the World Bank report entitled Indonesia Economic Quarterly June 2017 edition launched on Thursday, June 15 at Energy Building in Jakarta. The World Bank representative in Indonesia, Rodrigo Chavez, explained that the economic growth projection is seen by the World Bank based on the growth in the first quarter of 2011, which was of 5.01%. This achievement shows Indonesia and well-grown economic fundamental reform. In addition, the World Bank also sees that Indonesia's economic prospects in the future will be better, Chavez said. Further structural reform will improve growth prospects and further development. The World Bank says despite significant progress in recent years, the implementations of structural reforms should continue. Thus, the potentials of economic growth can continue to expand and reach sustainable number. The report said the continuing recovery in global commodity prices provided a boost to the economy through export and fiscal revenues. Nevertheless, commodity prices tend to rise moderately especially coal, which is expected to weaken in 2018. Just the support of the commodity prices on the economy tends to weaken, therefore several steps of structural reform should continue. The World Bank set an example of increasing the tax ratio on gross domestic product, or GDP, and improving the negative list of investments, or DNI. With these efforts, together with efforts to encourage alternative growth engines, the Indonesian economy could reduce its dependence on commodity exports. In the World Bank baseline projection, investment is predicted to increase. This is in line with improvements in commodity prices and improved consumer confidence after Standard & Poor's upgraded ratings. In addition, the interest rates on commercial loans are also lower. Export growth is predicted to increase this year and will continue in 2018. This is driven by strengthening external demand in line with faster global economic growth and an increase in global trade. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Dino Graha. Thank you for listening.
Here in News Brief, read by Rahmana, President Joko Widodo has emphasized the need to ensure better nutrition for children during the early years. He noted while addressing the residents of Banyuwangi, Central Java on Friday that while nutrition is crucial from pregnancy until infancy and the school-going age is because it concerns the health of the child. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto stated that Indonesia's armed forces, TNI and community have intensified border security to prevent the entry of Marawi-based pro-ISIS extremist group Maute from the Philippines into Indonesia. Farmers' welfare labor recognized by the Minister of Agriculture based on his data has increased. This is the impact of the food program being implemented on increasing production. This was stated by Head of Data Center of Agriculture Minister Anna Astrid on Friday. Indonesian airports will offer longer operating hours during Idul Fitri holidays for 27 days starting 10 days before the holiday until 15 days after. Bank Indonesia BI has projected that Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter of 2017 will improve. This is supported by the growth of export, increased investment and strong household consumption. Following the Paris Agreement on reducing carbon gas in the world, recently Vice President Youssef Kala held a meeting with French Ambassador Jean-Charles Bernodet, German Ambassador Michael von Ungern and European Union Ambassador Vincent Garand at Vice Presidential Office in Jakarta. The case of Kim Jong-nam's assassination will resume at the Shah Alam High Court on 28 July 2017. To media and Kajian Women's Prison on Friday, June 16, 2017, lawyer of Doan Ting Huan, Naran Singh, said that all parties agreed to return to collect the plea material until the end of July. In addition, his side and the lawyer of Siti Aisyah, Gui Shun Sang, have received 44 documents from public speaker Muhammad Iskandar bin Ahmad. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to typical food from Bali Island. Stay tuned. Listener, culinary tour becomes attraction which is difficult to be avoided by tourists without exception in the month of Ramadan like this time, because there are certain typical foods which appear when Ramadan, like susu satay from Bali province. The halal food oven becomes extra dish for breaking the fast. According to the name of susu satay, the raw material of the food is the nipple of cow. Meat of cow's nipple is cut into small pieces, then it is boiled and grilled with special seasoning. Its seasoning is different from satay in general, which uses peanut and soy sauce. The seasoning of susu satay is from rice flour, which is mixed with coconut milk, herbs, and spices, and made a little bit spicy. Listener, you can find susu satay at Jawa Village. Jawa Village is mentioned for village surrounding Baitur Rahman Mosque in Denpasar. It is named Jawa Village because most people who live at the village are immigrants from Java Island. Almost the people of the Java Village are Muslims. Baitur Rahman Mosque is located on Jalan Ahmad Yani, Dauh Puri, Kajau, Wonosari Village, North Denpasar, Bali. Listener, susu satay, which has chewy texture and spicy flavor, is very delicious in every bite. It can be proved from many culinary lovers from outside who look for the food in the month of Ramadan. Its price is quite cheap, only 1,000 rupiah until 2,000 rupiah per piece. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, in today's Miscellany, we will inform you about International Dance Day 2017. Listener, when someone is dancing, actually you not only recite the movement to the rhythm, but also harmonize the heart with that it wants to be presented in the dance. International Dance Day was first set up in 1982 by the International Dance Institute or CID International Council de la Danse. The purpose of Dance Day events is to invite people around the world to participate in showing their diverse country dances. To commemorate International Dance Day every April 29, the world communities hold various dance performances around the world. In Indonesia, the Indonesian Art Institute of Surakarta, Solo, Central Java celebrated International Dance Day by holding a non-stop event entitled 24 Hours of Dancing as in previous years. This year's theme is celebrating body migration. Around 3,760 artists participate in 182 dance groups from various regions across Indonesia. Both school children and classmates celebrate this event. There are three groups from disabled people who also perform this annual event that was held at several points in Indonesia Institute of Art, Solo's campus area. The disabled dancers do not perform a full dance title, but rather move and explore with their bodies. In addition, the Indonesian Institute of Art Solo, State University of Semarang also commemorates the International Dance Day 2017 on Saturday, April 29, 2017, in Sekaran Campus, Gunung Pati, Semarang. The event involves 126 groups with 108 dancers in total. The number of dancers reached around 1,000 people. This year's theme, Promoting Diversity in Nusantara Dance, inspires the world. Feature of various Nusantara dance performances and dances from other countries. Traditionally, this event also involves Indonesian record keeper. This event is held on April 29, 2017 in two venues. First one of Faculty of Language Open Stage and at the Art of UNES and second at Culture Village State University of Semarang. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today's edition with the topic International Dance Day. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Miscellany. Bye-bye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well,
How about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Vidi Aldiano. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Keagungan Tuhan.
Bye.
listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Keagungan Tuhan, sung by Vidi Aldiano. In this song, Vidi invites people to be repentant and aware that we are just creatures of God. This song is very popular among Indonesian music lovers, especially religious song ones. This song was popularized by Deloitte Band in 1970s. Vidi sang this song well without changing the main arrangement. Listener, musical talent of the singer who was born in Jakarta in 1990 has begun since he was a little boy. Vidi Aldiano was born and grew in family who does appreciate music. Since 3 years old, Vidi has practiced in playing piano through his mother's guidance, who is a piano teacher. His love of music continues to grow along with the development of Vidi's musical abilities. However, Vidi does not instantly get into Indonesian music world. Harikis, Vidi Aldiano's father, offered Vidi's album demo to his friends who have recording companies, but this album was rejected 6 times. In 2009, a producer was interested to skyrocket Vidi's name in Indonesian music world. Listener, before we talk more about Vidi Aldiano, let's listen to the next song entitled Rindu Rasul. Enjoy the song.
Manusia, tak kacau hanya suka. serasa di
listener, that was the second song entitled Rindu Rasul, sung by Vidi Aldiano featuring Sam Bimbo. This song tells about a person's longing and admiration of his apostle. Song entitled Rindu Rasul is taken from an album entitled Lelaki Pilihan, which was released in 2009 to color month of Ramadan at that time. Rindu Rasul is the hit song which is directly loved by his fans. In 2015, Vidi Aldiano released again a religious song entitled Akhirnya featuring Alika. This song is recycling song which is popularized by Bimbo. Collaboration of those singers also colored situation Ramadan in Indonesia at that time. Listener, to conclude our segment music corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Akhirnya and Ibunda Kita Surga Kita. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Sadari akhirnya
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.